Hey friend, I'm Mike McCurry. Thank you for joining me for this, the last day of a week of broadcasting here on Bible Tract Echoes. I greatly appreciate your investment of time. I'm going to ask you if you would to grab your Bibles. Go to the book of Mark chapter 16, Mark 16 and verse 15. As you very well could probably quote it with me, I'll read it for you in just a moment, but I'd like you to think about something as I read this verse aloud. When I'm thinking about Bible passages, especially whether it be devotionally or even just for preaching, I like to try to put myself in this situation. I'm not trying to create extra biblical concepts or applications, but I have found that for me, one, it helps keep me engaged, but it also gives me a different perspective. And one thing I'd like to draw to your attention today, as I read Mark 16, 15, I'd like you to think about tone of voice. Think about it while I read this verse. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now you can just take those words, as we well should, and apply them to our lives. But could you imagine with me the tone of voice Jesus used in speaking to his disciples? Tone of voice is so important, isn't it? When you're talking to your wife or to your husband, if you say, I love you, it probably isn't felt as much as it could be. If you say it with a joking mannerism, or you say it with a mock angry tone of voice, it means different things. I mean, think about the way I greet you. Hey friend, thank you for listening to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Mike McCurry, your host. What does that communicate? Boredom, maybe? A lack of disregard for the fact that people are investing their time to join me right here on the program? Tone of voice. If I said it in an angry way. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Exasperated. There are so many different things we can communicate with the simple tone of our voice. Have you ever thought about the tone of voice that Jesus spoke with? I'm sure he could be commanding. Maybe he was in Mark 16, 15. But think about those times he was compassionate. The times he was almost quiet. Think about the woman taken in adultery. He kneels down and begins to write in the sand. At some point he looks up, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I wonder if it was almost just kind of like an offhanded remark, or if it was pointed at them. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I don't know. And as I said, I'm not trying to create things in the Bible that aren't there, but I've got to think about Mark 16, 15, that he was not lackadaisical. God, 100% God, and 100% man. Commanding, yes, but also compassionate. Compassionate on all those that would receive the gospel. Every creature. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What a command. What a commitment. What an opportunity. But how seriously do you and I take this command? Imagine Jesus were sitting in the room with us. Imagine he were next to you in the car. How would he say it to you? Would he be annoyed at the fact that you've been ignoring this commission for most of your Christian life? Would he be a little bit just, well, maybe my Christian, this person that calls me Lord, someone that calls me Christ, maybe they'll listen if I tell them personally? I would hate to make God exasperated with me. And so as we look at this Great Commission today, I wonder, how do you relate to it? I don't know how you read the tone of voice in this verse, but I do see a commission. I do see a command. I see here in this verse the scope. A friend of mine gave this outline not long ago, and I was at a missions conference and talked about how in Mark 16:15 we see the scope of the commission. In John 20:21 we see the sender. So send I you. In Matthew 28:19 we see strategy. In Luke 24 we see the subject. And in Acts 1:8 we see the spirit of the commission. And we're not going to dive into this entire outline. I'm just kind of giving that to you in case you want to do a study of it yourself at some point. But I'd like to ask about your personal relationship. You know what it was like to have someone that you respected look at you somewhat bothered. Have you ever heard someone tell you, "I'm not angry, I'm disappointed"? What a punch in the gut that is. But what if that someone was the God of all eternity? What if the final command he gave before leaving Earth physically, what if it was ignored by all those that professed their love, professed their devotion? You know, there are about 8 billion people on this planet. And you know that world population is increasing almost second by second, is it not? But you also know that people are dying. People are going to a devil's hell. And yet, what do we do? How do we reach them? You think, Brother Micah, are you encouraging me? Are you guilting me into giving up my job and learn a different language? Learn a new culture? No, friend. I'm asking you to reach people right where you are. I realize today I'm a little more slow of speech, a little more measured. I'm truly thinking about each and every word. And I'm thinking about myself and how poor of a job I do with this very issue. I wonder at the people that I've allowed to pass by me. I wonder at those that I come in contact with. I wonder at those that come by the Bible Tracks building, those whose establishments I frequent. And I wonder, would he be exasperated with me? Would my lack of passion, would my lack of drive, would my lack of discipline in fulfilling his last command, would I be able to handle the sadness in his eyes? Now, I realize many of you listen to this program, depending on where you are geographically, in the evening, some in the midday, some in the morning. And you would have ample reason to say, "Micah, this is a bit heavy. You're coming at this a little bit self-reflective. You're coming at this, you're making us think." Well, if that's the case, then so be it, but I'm making myself think. There's something about speaking and having these headphones on when you can hear yourself speak. And while I realize that dozens, hundreds, thousands of my closest friends are listening in as I reflect. I wonder, could I do more? And the answer immediately, not even worth thinking about, is yes. And I wonder if I were to preach a little more strongly, I don't mean to be a jerk, but if I were to preach with a little bit more conviction, more eagerly begging God for his power, I wonder would I be able to reach more? And the answer again is yes. I wonder if I spent more time with God, both in prayer and in reading his good book, how would my relationship be? Would it be better? The answer is yes. When's the last time you pondered the Great Commission? I wonder if potentially today, in this weekend, we could give some thought to this very thing, this item, instead of it being just another piece of the to-do list, something that's been shuffled back to the back page, something that we truly don't give any time to. I wonder if today and this weekend we could all hit the reset button. I had a war inside of me in bringing this thought of evangelism, because while I speak about it, preach about it, and yes, to a degree, attempt to live it, I am so far from perfect and never will be. Part of me wanted to gloss over it, give you platitudes, but the other half said, be real. It's such a buzzword to be authentic, but truly to share my heart with you. And I hope I've done that today in a way that would cause you to say, you know, there's someone I could reach. There's someone I could touch for the cause of the gospel. My prayer, as always, is that you have a great day for his glory. We'll plan on talking to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve him.